بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فمن اضطر في مخمصة غير متجانف لإثم فإن الله غفور رحيم. بفعل آية اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم and I explain many animals which become haram under certain condition for consumption. So the completion of that now, Allah Ta'ala explains here that those animals which are haram, maita, but when a person becomes helpless in hunger, that is, he finds no food whatsoever, and now his life is, he will die if he does not eat, he's so hungry. فَمَنِ اِبْتُرَّ فِرْ جُوْ كُوِ لَعْجَارْ هُوْ جَوِي. That person who becomes so hungry that if he doesn't eat, he'll die. فِي مَخْمَصَتِ بھوک میں, in that hunger of his, he becomes helpless. خَيْرَ مُتَجَانِفِ لِإِثْمِ, لیکن گناہ پر مائل نہ ہو. Then he is permitted to eat so much, but he must not incline towards guna. That is, he must not eat his stomach, full stomach. Just so much he must eat that keeps him alive, and that he can carry on with his life. So when a person reaches that stage of helplessness, then Allah Ta'ala permits that he can eat so much that he just remains alive and he can carry on with his life and he doesn't eat a full stomach. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. تو اللہ تعالیٰ بخشنے والا مہربان ہے. Then in that case Allah Ta'ala is oft forgiving, most merciful. Allah will forgive that at that time when they of that helplessness. So this is a time when a person is helpless, when he hasn't got anything, he's going to be dying. At that time he can eat so much, but just to keep him alive. He must not eat for enjoyment, pleasure, not eat a full stomach to his satiation, but he must just eat enough. So this is, and we can see this is in that case, and Allah in His kindness at that time forgives that what he had to eat at that time, when he ate just to that amount, to that extent. So we should consider our own condition. When under normal conditions, when we have some enough, we don't reach that stage, what are we consuming? What type of food are we consuming? We should be very, very concerned about that. That this haram food is permissible only at that time when a person is so helpless. But at the other times, of course, it is not permissible. So we should also consider what our condition is. And the food that we are consuming, very important it is to see that what food we are consuming. Because Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi says, a person who eats haram, even if he doesn't want to, he will commit haram. And a person who eats halal, even if he doesn't want to, he will do things which are permissible and which are halal. So what we consume, what we eat, we must be very, very concerned, make sure that it is of the right source, it is of halal. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq, inshaAllah.